Hello everyone and welcome to yet another episode of the Candid Takes podcast. I still remain your host Olubenga Oyeniro. Today we're looking at Social Media University, and although I said today, I think it's very important to quickly say that this is one episode that will take a very long time for us to completely do justice to. This is one title, rather, that will take a lot of time for us to do perfect justice to. So that said, I want us to understand that this is going to take us a long time, probably through to the end of the year. The reason being that the social media is a double-edged sword. It is a double-edged sword. It is a bundle of blessings, and it can be a truckload of troubles. It is on one hand a bundle of blessings, and on the other hand can actually turn out to be a truckload of troubles. So that is why it's not one thing that I want to rush. Speaking from a place of experience, I can confidently say, for instance, that I have seen the troubles of social media and I've seen the blessings. I began my social media journey from a standpoint of mere excitement. You know, everybody was online. I wanted to be online too. And so I was just doing everything. What I was doing there, I really did not know. What I wanted there, I really did not know. All I knew was that I had a phone, I had a fair amount of data, and I had freedom to type, say, or show myself in whatever way that I wanted. It took a long time to understand that there were repercussions, for instance. It took a long time for me to understand that the internet never forgets, you know. But perhaps I had the luck of not doing really foolish things before I came to the understanding of how things work. But then we've seen many others who were not so lucky. Under 2 years ago, a lady trended on Twitter. And basically what she had done was that she came online and she engaged this man in a conversation. And unfortunately for her, she wasn't wise with the way she used her words. She didn't apply decorum. There was no courtesy. She practically insulted the man, who obviously was older than she was. Unknown to her, she would meet this man not long after their encounter. So, fast forward a couple weeks after that, she had an interview. And believe you me, the person who was meant to conduct the interview was none other than the very man she had lambasted, she had insulted all over Twitter. And if you're a Twitter user regularly, you know that Twitter people have this thing they call receipts. It almost looks like there is somebody who has some information about everybody. It's just for your moment of misfortune to come. And then they begin to open up a can of worms. So she had forgotten, obviously. She went in there with a lot of expectation and hope, saying, oh, gonna get this job, you know, the usual job seeker. And then she got there. She actually didn't remember the man anymore. But you know, there's a saying in Yoruba language that the person who defecates might forget, but whoever gets to pack the shit will never forget. I apologize for using that word, but that's the best way I can pass it across. So the man, upon seeing her on that day, remembered. And guess what? He did not say a word to her. The only thing she could tell was that he was smiling in a very strange way. And how did we hear about the story? It was the man himself that came back to Twitter to post about it. You know, to say that this young girl is seated in front of me, and she probably doesn't know why I'm smiling so wide, you know. And then he went into the story about how she insulted him over a very minimal issue. And That's just it. That's just it. Only God knows what that job would have done in her life, but she lost it forever. And many more like that, you know. There's also the painful story that I heard just under a week ago, you know, about a lady who met a guy on social media. And in 2 days, just 2 days, she had already gone to his house on a visit. Who does that? In 2 days, you meet somebody on social media, you had got so used to the person, and the next thing, you're visiting him in the house. The painful part to that story is that she ended up getting raped. She was raped, and it was really a very painful story to read. I don't want to go into it, but this is the idea. This is the point, that the social media is a bundle of blessings and can be a truckload of troubles. Just like I've mentioned the two tales of those who didn't have it so well, there are people who got their jobs on social media. There are people who have got jobs from Twitter. Up to the time when the ban came through from the federal government, there were people who fed their families just by being influencers on Twitter. You know, so there are a lot of opportunities and there are a lot of pitfalls as well. That is why it's very important that we have a talk like this. If you look at the flyer that I shared, I said it was about learning the tricks, the tips, and the ideas for making the most of the social media to your personal progress. And I think I want to begin at the ideas. The ideas. I'll probably take only one idea today because I tell you, I am not willing to rush this. It's something we need to critically take time over. As time goes on, I'll actually be inviting other people to join me. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that because it's a very broad topic. And I also would love to give us the opportunity to hear experts and, you know, other people talk on the show. So the first idea about the social media that I want us to get for the first start is that the social media is basically an aisle. The social media is an aisle. A-I-S-L-E, aisle. A-I-S-L-E, aisle. And as you must have guessed, the word is basically an acronym that I created. I didn't hear this anywhere, trust me. I created this just by research, that the social media is an aisle. It is an avenue, that's letter A, for impact, for socialization, for learning, and for herding. Social media is an avenue, letter A, for income, letter I, sorry, for impact, letter I, as well as socialization, S, learning, L, and earning, E. In other words, at the back of your mind, the fundamental truth you must never let go of, never let sight of, is the fact that, call it Facebook, call it Twitter, call it Instagram, call it YouTube, or whatever names that we have for all these social media platforms. Social media is an aisle. It's an avenue. And you can do four things there. You can impact a life. You can impact a generation. We have many people who are doing great in that department. One that stands out for me is John Obidi. You can socialize. You can socialize. You meet people, share ideas. You can learn. I practically go online every day and I pick wisdom everywhere. It's littered all over the place. And most importantly, you can earn. I have a friend who tells me, if you spend time on social media and you don't make money, you are wasting your time. And trust me, that cannot be for, that is very true. That's very true. It's just the truth. So that's the first place I want to start. There are many ideas about the social media that I want to pass, but I'm going to stop here. I'm going to break it down as much as we can. And the first thing I want you to get is that social media is an aisle. It's an avenue for impact. It's an avenue for socialization. It's an avenue for learning. It's an avenue for herding. Take that and stay with us until the next time when we come on the airwaves again. I remain your friend, Olumide Oyeniro. Thank you very much for joining me today. Bye-bye.